That's the journey we are on today. But let me tell you how I came to be here. As most of you know, I am not a native of this great state. I moved to Illinois over 2 decades ago. I was a young man then, just a year out of college. I knew no one in Chicago when I arrived. I was without money or family connections. But a group of churches had offered me a job as a community organizer for the grand slam of $30,000 a year. And I accepted the job, sight unseen, motivated then by a single, simple, powerful idea that I might play a small part in building a better America. My work took me to some of Chicago's poorest neighborhoods. I joined with pastors and laypeople to deal with communities that had been ravaged by plant closings. I saw that the problems people faced weren't simply local in nature, that the decisions to close a steel mill was made by distant executives, that the lack of textbooks and computers in a school could be traced to skewed priorities of politicians 1,000 miles away, and that when a child turns to violence, I came to realize that there's a hole in the boy's heart that no government alone can fill. It was in these neighborhoods that I received the best education that I ever had, and where I learned the meaning of my Christian faith.